Blog Talk Radio.
Behold, armor of the cross, as you may be able.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Part 17. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host by name, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible, the Tribe of YHDH. There's a lot of broadcast tape number 17. We're going to scroll down the international side and see who all join us, and we'll get it on. We get it going on part 17. Let's see what kind of guesses we got on the broadcast on the international side. And all the spots are filled. That's 195 international countries, so we got a representative in for every nation upon the planet is in to hear what the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites got to say. You know what? That's a good thing, Steve Ray. All right, what's blasting out of New York? New York, 112817. 112817. One thing we do know, we got a lot of memos. We've seen exactly what's going on. A lot of memos is coming in as we speak. And like I said, again, we only entertain what we can entertain, and we'll see what we can hear out of it. 112817 is flashing on the international side. So we're going to find out what he'll tell you all about the broadcast. All about this broadcast and tape number 17. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah beat you there, see right.
And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Well, it looks like an even memo is coming in as we're speaking. I need to read a little bit so I'll be able to get it in. 195 international countries, 112817. Take your time. Let me peek and see what's going on, what I'm looking at, and we'll be all ears on what the Almighty put on you to tell this national audience of. Of 195 international countries, 112817, you on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Looks like 112,827 listeners. My. And as you say, that's a good thing. And I always say myself, that's an excellent thing. Because this means that people have came to hear the words of Yahuwah, what we have to give them. Makes me think about experience. When you have the experience or the gift to be able to give those that what you know, you do have to have patience for listening. This is part of what a student does or someone that's learning. When you speak the word of Yahuwah or the words of any educational source, you have to have an open mind. You cannot have contradiction. You have to prove that which is right by the books which are given, whether it's books of educational purposes, or even the Bible, the words of Yahuwah. As I said before, we're given the knowledge to be able to give you this as it is written, knowing that a teacher can't learn from his students, but also you do have students that try to teach the teacher. That doesn't work out so well. Because the teacher gives you a program on how to proceed, and when you do that, what you think is not correct, or you realize it's correct in your own mind, is absolutely wrong. Close is not correct. You have to remember that entranceway is very narrow for being correct and righteous. That was what told us in 2nd Esther, chapter 7, verse number 7. It says, verse 7. Well, actually, let's do 7 and 8. Let's walk into it. Verse 7. The entrance, therefore, is narrow and set in a dangerous place to fall, like if there was fire on the right hand and on the left hand, deep water. And only one pathway between them both, even between the fire and the water, so small there could only be one man or woman go there at once. This is the same with learning. You know, our learning process has to be in a straight direction. In the military, if you're given fire coordinates to fire on the enemy, they're miles away, you're asking for a fire mission, you give them exact coordinates, 1 degree off could mean that you'd be getting that firing on your head. So this is why you have to keep that learning curve narrow. We can hear a lot of things that most of us can hear, and some listening, they never understand. They try to get it right. But this is what Yahuwah's ministry does. We make all that misunderstanding very possible. We came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching. Some looking can never find. It's the misinformed that can do none of these things. Have some people having trouble finding the first book in the Bible, Book of Genesis. Have to tell them where to look. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We are given the knowledge to know that those out there that camouflage their evil or confused teachings. Mostly we find out it's confused teaching. And they want to speak very loud about that, what they think they know. We call them overly loud, bump the gums. They use this for righteous learning. They even try to turn the Bible scriptures around as verbal weapons. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, confusion, and Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word, connecting the books, because it has been said, how can you get that much out of this one book? It comes from connecting the books, bringing out things about your health, foods that you should eat, and also keeping the Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek, and now you found out what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open for your learning is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath is Friday. The current time for that class is starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any one of your search engines, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After click enter, just under a big line, you will see some choices. One would be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. Also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated. That you give according to the Bible scriptures and the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This would be to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also, for building the school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Aqua. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, enter www. Well, let me change that. You don't want to do that. It'll put you in the wrong area. So to keep you right, we will make that correction. On any search line, enter three words, Yakwa Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada. When you do that, click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right onto our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's spelled TRIBEYHDH at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is YHDH, YSRAEL, at gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We also have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yakwa in mind. The first is the live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is an international number. You can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the 69 accounts of Yahweh's ministry. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m. Of course, except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do this, once again, enter three words, Yakwa Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, one good note, during the normal Broad Talk broadcasts, Yakwa's story will also continue on Pell Talk. We're simultaneously transmitting on Pell Talk and Broad Talk, both at the same time. Where on Pal Talk, our sound is crystal clear. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. You'll find this is where Yahweh's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any on-the-table topics discussed will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun. We will be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. I've actually seen 5 to 8 questions coming from one individual. We had to block or restrict the misuse, and that's what the elder does. And if teaching on Broad Talk ends before time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yakwa be with you all. But remember, when you're trying to learn the Bible scriptures or anything that you're taught that you should have in mind, do not try to win the bump the gums contest. You will miss all the Yahweh's glory which is said unto you. You have to remember we're rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahweh, as it says to us in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things unto your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So we have to watch what happens when somebody wants to answer a question before you even state the question. Would you believe the Bible even tells us that? Let's see what it says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 13. 13 says, he or she that answers a matter before he or she hears it, it's folly. Shame unto him or her. Well, that's something. This Bible teaches you almost everything that you need to know. That's why today is another day for the word of Yahweh. And we find that nothing has changed except the number of people that came to hear Yahweh's word and those that commend it only following by those casting the same word we hear behind their back. They want to hear their favorite verses in the Bible. Not the whole book, just the favorite verses, huh? Taking those meanings totally another way, along with the noisemakers, the complainers, the deceptive listeners. And they're completely lost when they're called to speak. They're clearly forgotten. We're only one man or one woman. And seriously, time is not in our favor. But the best is yet to come. You have to remember, we can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Jacques Wally created to do in this life. And that's if at all possible. Because anyone ever says they've even done more, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another, and that's past Yahuwah's creation. Now that's what you call impossible. So we can continue to find out what our possibilities can be in the word of Yahuwah. Keep your Bibles open. Let's do some learning. We'll pass our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. That's right. Let's do some learning. Exactly right, Elder. And we'll catch you on the bottom part. That's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to do some learning, but we got to do some organizing first, but we do some great cooking on these lessons to come. So Yahuwah be with you all. We're going to find out Brother Yahuwah Israel and get him in, because I'm looking at these memos. It just, there's so much foundation got to be laid, and once we lay that foundation, then we better see everything unfold itself as it unfolds itself. Mm-hmm. All right, good. That sounds pretty good to me. Okay, so let's go and find Brother Yahuwah Israel. Swing him in, and we'll see. And that book you got there, Brother Yahuwah Israel, the Negro Question Part Number 4, I'm going to keep that a little bit of that, too. So just close back. We're going to be taking a little look at some statements that book got to offer. And we're going to take a look at a couple of statements that 6 got to offer. And we're going to tie in a lot of scriptures with it there, Brother Yahuwah Israel, as he unfolded. Because we don't know how we're going to do it, but we know it's going to be done. The first thing we're going to say to you, Brother Yahuwah Israel, Yahuwah be to that same race.
God bless you, Sid Rep. I see you, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, Brother Yahuwah Israel, we got a lot of on the international side guesses in, and a lot of questions on the table. Answer a few. What we get from Luke 12:12. Can you ask your phone a question? Ask your phone a question now, but let your phone and let them hear the answer. Or I don't know what you hear the answer on it, but I want you to take a look at something by picking your telephone and look exactly what it said to you when it says red newborn. And tell them what you see. What you see on your telephone by just putting in or saying red newborn. What you see on your telephone there, Brother Yahuwah Israel?
1 second, then, Sia.
Red newborn. So you want to do some things that everybody can, that got a cell phone, a smartphone, to do the same thing. Just put on your smartphone red newborn. Born, and tell me what you see.
Red newborn.
Yeah, red newborn. What do you see there, Brother Yahuwah Israel?
It's moving slow.
Red newborn. What do you see on your telephone? And everybody that's on the network can do the same thing. Just put in their telephone. Red newborn. What you see there, Brother Yahuwah Israel? Red newborn. What do you see on your telephone?
Give me 1 second. It's still trying to Trying to work his way through here.
Mm-hmm. They said a picture of 1,000 words. So we want to see what you see on your telephone by putting in red newborn. What do you see eyeball to eyeball with your telephone and yourself? What do you see eyeball to eyeball on red newborn? Well, if you don't see nothing, we'll get it another time. We'll get it another time if you don't see nothing. You don't need to talk about nothing if you don't see nothing. Because so I want to comment on if you see something.
I got an image here.
You got an image? What image you got? Yeah, what image you got?
It looks like flaming fire here. Yeah, very red infant.
What do you see that this national audience is looking at by putting in your phone red newborn? What do you see out your eyes? And out your eyes, depict what you're looking at by putting in your phone red newborn?
Yeah, see, an infant that look like the color of blood. They're red. They're red.
What you mean by an infant? What does that mean? What do you mean by you see
a newborn?
You see babies. You see a bunch of babies. You see a bunch of babies on your telephone, and all you put in your telephone was red newborns, and you see a bunch of red newborns, and you see a bunch of babies. And what them babies look like?
They red from the head to the toe.
So you see a bunch of red babies. So all you got to do is put in your telephone to know exactly what you, when we read Genesis 25:25, all you got to do is put in your telephone. All these smartphones is for you now. Just put in your smartphone, red newborns, and after you get that, you go to Genesis 25:25 and see who you looking at in Genesis 25:25. Red newborn. That's all you got to do. Red newborn. Then you go in your Bible and go to Genesis 25:25 and tell me how you, now this is how you connect it. Remember Errol mentioned about connecting the books. That's how you connect something up where you got no doubt. Genesis 25:25 says what?
The book of Genesis, chapter 25, verse 25 reads, book of Genesis, chapter 25, verse number 25 reads, and the first came out red all over, like a hairy gump. They call his name Esau.
So the first come out red, hairy all over, and they call his name Esau. So when he first come out of the womb, he came out red all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. Now look back at that picture again and depict that picture one more time when you put in red newborn. I mean, you just come out the womb. Now, tell me what you see out of red newborn. Who do you see?
I see babies.
You see babies. And do they depict Genesis 25:25? Could that connect together?
Yeah, according to what I'm looking at, red all over.
Like a hairy gump.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. So that's the point. So that's how easy it is to find out what do Esau look like then, because that's how you go in your smartphone, just put in red newborns, and you go to your Bible and put down what really you're talking about. You connect it together by going to Genesis 25:25. So there you go right there. So he came out red, hairy all over like a hairy garment. Then you put in your palm, red, newborn. And then you put together the babies you're looking at are descendants of Esau. Red all over like a hairy garment. And it's right there on your palm to take care of that. Now, let's go on your phone and do something else. Let's go to your telephone and just put in and let them hear and let them listen to what they say. We're going and put in, just say to your telephone, God's true name. That's it. Let's see what they come back with on your smartphone. God's true name. That's it. Let's see what this is your phone say by just saying God's true name. No, y'all is real?
God's true name.
YHWH. Here's a summary from Britannica. Yahweh, name for the God. The Hebrew name revealed to Moses in the book of Exodus. The name YHWH is known as the Tetragrammaton.
One more time, that brother Yahweh Israel. So it's just that easy, because see, we have some calls based upon the name called Ahiah and Yahweh. And Ahiah, well, what about Ahiah? Okay. But we're gonna find out what name was revealed to Moses back in the days by just one more time, brother Yahweh Israel. Just go to your smartphone. Those that's listening, go to your smartphone and just put in one thing. God's true name. That's one more time, brother Yahweh Israel.
True name.
YHWH. Here's a summary from Britannica. Yahweh, name for the God of the Israelites, representing the biblical pronunciation of YHWH, the Hebrew name revealed to Moses in the book of Exodus. The name YHWH is known as the Tetragrammaton.
Yeah, that is it, right? So, when you send these texts based upon what people were saying back in the days, they got an old movie and they were saying Ahiah. But wait a minute. Now let's go to let's run and take a look at something there, brother Yahweh Israel. And let's go to the Negro question part six. We're going to the Negro questions part six. Because let's find out exactly what it's saying. The Negro question part six. And we want to go to page 99. And we want to look exactly and read. We'll read exactly what it says on page 99. Read down past the image. It said, I woke up. Let's see what it says there. And just above that, what he's talking about, we'll read exactly what he's saying. I woke up, but just before that, up top, I want to hear that right there that we can read. What it said just above I woke up. What it said on page 99 of the Negro Question Part 6, the 13 Black Colonies. What it say?
Page, I'm looking at the Negro Question Part 6 by Lee Cummings, page number 99. The heading says, page 99?
Yep, page 99. Yeah, page down, but look down below the pictures. That's where I'm at. I'm right below the pictures on the Negro question part six. We gonna get at part four in a minute, but I wanna do the Negro question part six right now. Right below where it says I woke up. Who woke up? Just over there in that heavy deep black writing says what?
the black Indian with fringes.
Now go ahead, man. Now give us a little reading.
It reads, page 99. I woke up on a Wednesday in July 2016. While I was looking at the images of the black Indian, I noticed that they had fringes on their garments, and I blushed. I've been looking at these Indians and their fringes since I was a little boy. And it just didn't dawn on me that they were the biblical Israelites.
Okay.
It just goes to show you that Yahweh the Son was right when he said, your eyes are seen, but you cannot see. Mm-hmm. I don't know if these images are of the black Scots who founded the colonies or the American Indians. One thing is for sure, these Indians are Israelites indeed.
So one thing, that's why I said, you know, if your eyes continue to defall you, your eyes, we know your ears can defall you, but is you going to continue if your eyes defall you? The black Indians, did you notice he didn't say nothing about red? No. Black Indians. Black Indians. The Indians was never red until they was mixed in by others and they came up with that. The only one we found out was red is the pictures that we just got through seeing when you put in your phone by putting in red newborns, then you get a picture. Then you go to Genesis 25:25, and then you get a name. That calls connecting the books. See, it's all about now connecting the books. And he said it plainly in the book of Isaiah. Then we'll give us some Luke and get on down the road. He made plain, and he told Isaiah face to face, Isaiah. He said, Isaiah, you know the signs of me is verse 6, but I got something to tell you about me in verse 22. So Isaiah 29, verse 6, and verse 22, and then we're going to get up some Luke 12:12. Let's see what's going on in Isaiah 29, verse 6 and 22. Brother Yahya Israel.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse 6 and verse number 22 reads, book of Isaiah. Chapter 29, verse number 6. Thou shalt be visited of Yahweh of hosts with thunder, with earthquakes, with great noise, with storm, tempest, and the flame of devouring fire. Verse 22. Therefore thus saith Yahweh, who redeemed Abraham, concerning the family of Israel. Israel shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now wax pale.
You just said, he said, now, he said, you know, your one thing about it, one thing I will never do is I'm going to beat you till you get yourself straight. But one thing I ain't going to do, I'm not going to have where nobody with a pale look say they are Israelites. That's one thing you be for sure that my word gonna stand. So anyone that's pale looking cannot claim that they are Israelites according to what he just said. That's what he'll never do. He'll never step that far over the line. But one thing he will do, Luke chapter 12, verse 12, let's get something going on, Brother Yahdai Israel, come on.
The book of Luke. Chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. See, once we clear how to divide the righteous spirit from the wrong spirit, and connect this book together, we'll see things to be able to help ourselves and our loved ones that's already, you know, up and going in the mind. But he made a statement, what he went out to do in Deuteronomy 32, verse 36. He said, now, Moses, I got to do something first. He said, I just want you to just write it down, Moses. But I got to first do something, Moses. What did he say he got to do in 32, 36 of the book of Deuteronomy? What did he say he got to do that, brother Yahdai Israel?
Look at Deuteronomy chapter 32. Verse 36 reads, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 36. For Yahweh shall judge his people and repent himself or his servant when he seeth that their power is gone, there is none shut up or left.
He said he's going to wait on you. He's just going to watch you until your power is gone. So he's definitely going to do. He said, what I'm going to do, you tell them, Moses, I'm just going to watch them until their power is gone. I'm going to make sure they is powerless. And sooner or later, you're going to figure this thing out. Who are the people is on the planet today that are going to come down to first hide and last hide and all that old good stuff? Once you start putting this thing together, you're going to really see what he's talking about. That he said, I'm just going to watch you until your power is gone. And matter of fact, what did he tell Isaiah 18, verse 4? Brother Yahdai Israel. Isaiah 18, verse 4. What did he tell Isaiah in 18, verse 4?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 18, verse number 4 reads. Isaiah 18, verse 4. But so Yahweh said unto me, I will take my rest. And I will consider them my dwelling place like a clear heat upon earth and like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest.
He said, I'm just going to go and watch you. He said, I'm just going to go and watch you. He said, I'm going to watch you, but remember what he said he did. He said, I'm going to just watch you. And Second Chronicles there, Brother Yahdai Israel, he said, I'm just going to watch you. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to just watch you. So in 2 Chronicles 36, can you hear me out there, Brother Yahdai Israel, in 2 Chronicles 36? Look what he said he did in 15. 2 Chronicles 36, verse 15. Look what he said in 36:15 of 2 Chronicles.
The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 36. Verse number 15 reads, 2 Chronicles 36, verse 15. And Yahweh of their father sent to them by his messenger, rising up betimes and sent them, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place.
He say he woke up his messengers and sent them to work with you. He said he got up early to go unto his people. He got somebody up early. We'll identify them through the scripture who he got up. But they was to go to his people. But what did they do in verse 16?
Verse number 16. But they mocked the messenger of Yahweh and despised his words. His shield is sealed. Until the wrath of Yahweh rose against his people, because there was no remedy.
So he says, but you mocked the seer. And let's see what Jeremiah said behind that in 25, verse 4, down to verse 8. Now, see what we're doing. We're painting a picture, see, right? We paint a picture, then we're going to get off into exactly how far and how low would you get before you recognize the signs of the time. But when you speak out your mouth, you better make sure you're speaking what you can read, not emotions. Let's see it say in 25, verse 4, down to verse 8. Jeremiah 25, verse 4 down to verse 8. Let's see what he said here.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 25, verse number 4 through 8 reads, Book of Jeremiah 25, verse number 4. And Yahweh has sent unto you all his servants, the seers, rising early and sending them, but you have not hearkened, nor inclined your ear to hear. Verse 5. It said, turn you turn again, now everyone from his evil way, from the evil you're doing. And dwell in the land that Yahweh have given unto you, to your fathers forever and ever. Verse 6. Go now after other false Yahuwahs to serve them, and to worship them. Provoke me not to anger with the work of your hand, and I will do you no hurt. Verse 7. Yet ye have not hearkened unto me, save Yahuwah, that you might provoke me to anger with the works of your hand, to your own hurt. Verse 8. And for thus save Yahweh of hope, because you have not heard my words.
So again, come back to Second Chronicles. So you haven't heard his words. Now we're running back to Second Chronicles 36, and we're gonna find out how do you hear his words. We're gonna find out it right. How do you hear his words? And by going to 2 Chronicles 36, and look at verse 22. Now, we want to know how we hear his words that we can read. Let's see what it says, chapter verse 22.
Book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 36, verse number 22 reads. Book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 36, verse number 22. And in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of Yahweh spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah the seer might be accomplished.
Right there. Now back up to 21. Let's get a couple lines on that. Verse 21.
Verse number 21. To fulfill the word of Yahweh by the mouth of Jeremiah the seer.
So to fill the words of Yahweh is it will fill by Jeremiah the seer. That's how it works, see, right? So then that's how it works. We go into the right side of the book and look at it a couple more times, because we keep hearing things in our ears, but you can't keep on stop paying the Bible, no, never mind. Always remember one thing. And check the Bible to make sure what you're saying out your mouth, the Bible supports it. And if you support it, go with it. But if you don't, stop doing it. Because Yahweh made it plain in the last lesson exactly what got to be set up. We might read that one more time before we get on down the road. So let's see what it says over here, how he operates. He makes sure it's told on both sides of the book. And 1 verse 7, 70. He tell you how he operates and how long he's been operating with that same level of measurement. Luke chapter 1, verse 70. Listen real good how he say he operates that we all can read together. Luke 1, verse 70 says what?
The book of Luke chapter 1, verse number 70 reads. Book of Luke 1, verse 70. And he spake by the mouth of his righteous seer, which have been since the world began.
Yeah. So that's how he operated. Since the beginning of the world, that's how he says he operates. So personal relationships, and I'm waiting on him to tell me something, stop that spirit. Because that spirit would not line up with the Bible. You read it one more time. What he says, what he do, that we can read. This is what he said he did and how he did it in 1 verse 7. Let's see what the Bible say he said he did in 1 verse 7.
Book of Luke 1 verse 70 reads, as he spake by the mouth of his righteous seer, which have been since the world began.
Let's run to Acts chapter 3. And we'll look at verse 21. Now, listen what he says. See, one thing when Yahweh says this over and over again, who's going to hear? Read 18 and 21. So it gets serious when you hear the same thing three times. That's serious business. So that means when you hear it three times, that's serious business. So when you ignore what the Bible's saying, you lose. 18 and 21 says what?
The book of Acts chapter 3, verse 18, verse 21 reads, Acts chapter 3, verse 18, But those things which Yahweh before has showed by the mouth of all his seers, verse 21, whom the heaven must receive until the time of restitution of all things, which Yahweh has spoken by the mouth of all his righteous seers since the world began.
Yeah, that's how he operates. So you operate no other way. You got that good. Let's go to Hosea chapter 5, verse 15. We're going to Hosea chapter 5, verse 15. And he told Hosea something in 5:15. Oh, Hosea. Let's see what he told him in 5:15.
Here we go, Hosea chapter 5, verse number 15 reads. Book of Hosea 5. Verse number 15. I will go and return to my place to they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me early.
Do the man say you'll do? He said, I'll say what I got to say, and I'm going back and just watch you. I'm going to watch you and see what you make a decision from the book, or you're going to be all over the place. I'm just going to watch you. And I'm going to watch you. Will you ignore what I got written in the 11th chapter of the Heavenly Tablets called the First Five Books? He's all, I'm going to watch you, and I'm going to see, would you just ignore what's written in Numbers chapter 11? Numbers chapter 11, verse 17 and 25. I'm going to watch you and see what you ignore was written when Moses was back against the wall. And Yahweh came to start laying down exactly how it's going to be. And he said something to Moses. This is what you do, Moses. Verse 17, 11 chapter number, verse 17 and verse 25. That's what he said in verse Numbers 11, 17, and 25. Listen good to what Yahweh told Moses. What did he say?
Book of Numbers chapter 11, verse 17, verse 25 reads. Book of Numbers chapter 11, verse 17. Now we'll come down and talk with you there. Now we'll take up the spirit which is upon you. We'll put it upon them. They shall bear the burden of the people with you. And you bear it not alone. Verse 25, Yahweh came down in a cloud and spake unto him, and took of the spirit that was upon him, gave it unto the 70 elders, and it came to pass. And when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease.
Mm-hmm. So while he put something before you to watch, he put something before you to watch. He said, Moses, look out there and find 70 of the elders of Israel and bring them down. And I'm going to take that same spirit that's on you, Moses, I'm going to put on them. So they had something to go on. So the 70, they was walking in the same spirit that Moses was in. It wasn't all over the place. They don't make statements about outside of protocol. They understand the protocol. Because the same spirit was on Moses was on the 70 men. Then from that point on, Yahweh was able to move. If they stayed with the same spirit that Moses had. If they get off the spirit that Moses had, that's not the same spirit. He's going to take the same spirit. The way Moses was operating, that's the way I'm going to operate with the 70. I'm going to put that same spirit on. They won't be all over the place. They will be locked to the hip to Moses, and Moses received his information from the fourth chapter of Numbers. This is how Moses got his sea raised. See, we watch the best of them through the pages of the book. But once anybody, he'll give you a lesson the way he wants you to have a lesson. Then what he told Moses. He told Moses something in Exodus chapter 4. And he says something to him in verse 12. Let's see what he says in verse 12. Exodus chapter 4. Look what he says in verse 12. And verse number, what about it? 14 and 15. Let's see what he says in Exodus chapter 4, 12. Now, you hear what I'm saying? Let's see what he said. You're the one that created the heaven and earth. Let's see what he says he going to do in 4 verse 12. Then we'll skip down to verse 15 and 16. Listen to what he told Moses that we all can read together. Exodus chapter 4. Verse 12, 14, and 15. What did it say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Exodus, chapter 4, verse number 12, verse number 15 and 16, read.
That's right. Exodus 15 and 16. You're right. Excellent, Brother Yahdai Israel. 12, 15, and 16. Listen real good what this book's saying. Come on.
The book of Exodus 4, verse 12. Now therefore go. And I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say. Verse 15. And thou shalt speak unto him and put words in his mouth. And I will be with thy mouth and with his mouth will teach you what you shall do. Verse 16. He shall be your spokesman unto the people. He shall be to you instead of a mouth. You shall be to him instead of Yahweh.
Yeah, that big talk is there. See, isn't that big talk that the Bible is saying? 28 and 29. No, take it on down 31. Pick up verse 28 and take it on down verse 31. If we all following this, let's see what it says in our verse 28 down 31.
Verse number 28, Exodus 4. Verse 28. And Moses told Aaron all the words of Yahweh, who had sent him, and all the signs which he had commanded him. Verse 29. And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the family of Israel. Verse 30. And Aaron spake all the words which Yahweh had spoken unto Moses. And he did the signs in the sight of the people. Verse 31. And the people believed, and when they heard that Yahweh had visited the family of Israel, that he had looked upon their affliction, that they bowed their heads and worshiped.
Ain't that something? Y'all hear that? That's how it works. I remember the elder made a statement based upon any variation of any little thing that you do a little bit different, you're going to throw something off. Same thing. If you do something a little bit different, then you're going to throw it off. All you got to do is do something different. Or just do something. Anything different, you're going to throw it off. That's what he said. And that same thing he said in his lecture he just gave a few minutes ago. So I take great notes, and I don't know where things are going, but we tell you one thing. If you're doing things, anything opposite of what you just got through reading, any little tips of it, you throws it off. You slows down the process of Yahweh returning, because he's not going to return in the 14th chapter there, Brother Yahweh Israel. In the 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians, and we want to read what he's saying. So you got to understand something. All over the place, making statements, you know, make a statement. Look what it says here. And verse 40, and then skip down to verse up to 38. Look what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40. What do you say?
Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14,
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 14:40 says what? Then we're going to take a look at what he's saying behind that.
The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 40 reads, "Let all things be done decently and in order."
Good. In order. Now skip down to 37. Listen to what he said in 37. He's been telling about the order.
Verse number 37. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 37. "If any man think himself to be a seer or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the thing that I write unto you are the Torah instructions of Yahweh."
So he's saying, if you see anybody in that position and they not speaking Torah instruction, he said, "I don't know exactly how it's supposed to be." He said, I'm not an emotional guy, and you don't be an emotional guy. Make your call according to this book. I'm going to lay it out to you according to the Bible. He said, now listen. He said, if any man thank himself to be a seer or spiritual, know a few verses, so
let him acknowledge that the things I write are the Torah instructions of Yahweh. Mm-hmm.
So everything that jumps off, it's already written in Torah, not dreams and speculation. He said, if you don't know what to do today, you look in his Bible and set up according to where I got it written. But then he also said something else to you behind after you break that down to him in 38. Then he dropped 38 on you and he threw talking. He dropped that 38 on you and then he threw talking. Let's see what he said in verse 38.
1 Corinthians 14, verse 38. "But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant."
So that is it, right? So you got to watch things in the pages of the book. You can find out the next move on whatever the man is doing by watching through the pages of the book. And the pages of the book will tell us everything. And all we got to do is know where to find out, hear the conversation, and go take a little peep at it. Now let's see what it says over here in Isaiah 41, verse 1 and 2. Let's look at Isaiah 41, verse 1 and 2. And let's see what we're going to do with this. Isaiah 41, verse 1 and 2.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse number 1, verse number 2 reads, Isaiah 41, verse 1. "Keep silent before me, O Isaiah. Let the people renew their strength as they come near. Then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment." Verse 2. "Raise up the righteous man from the east. Called him to his foot. Gave the nations before him. Made him rule over kings. He gave them as the dust to his sword and as driven stubble to his bow."
Mm-hmm. Read that verse 1 again now, Brother Yahdai Israel. What did he say in verse 1?
The book of Isaiah 41, verse number 1. "Keep silent before me, O Isaiah. Let the people renew their strength. Let them come near. Then let them speak. Let us come near together to judge."
Mm-hmm. He said, "My islands is to get quiet. Stop talking so much. Just get quiet and until this thing is put together the way in 12:18, the way he was in 1 Corinthians 12:18, the way he was. So otherwise, to come together got to be the way the Bible tells it. Can't be no personal thing. It got to be a 12:18 and verse 25. 1 Corinthians 12:18-25.
Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse number 18, verse 25 reads. Look at 1 Corinthians 12, verse 18. "But now if Yahweh sets the members, every one of them in the back, as it had pleased him. Verse 25, there should be no schism in the back, that the members should have the same care, one or another.
Mm-hmm. You see that thing right here? Let's go to Isaiah 49, verse 1. Let's see what he's talking about in 49, verse 1. See, we can't be all over the place. And remember one thing. You got to connect this book. How much come out of one book? You got to connect this book, see, right? Give Jesus the Spirit to connect the Bible. You won't be falling all around, neither. You just connect the book. 49, verse 1. Look what it says in Isaiah 49, verse 1.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verse number 1 reads, Isaiah 49, verse number 1. Listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, you people from far, therefore have called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother, have you made mention of my name.
Mm-hmm. And what did he do, keep reading? And what did he do? I need to keep reading on something he did, that he, because he, see, a lot of people make a lot of statements on this verse right here, but we're going to read a little bit more and find out what happened. So now we find out that somebody been called from the womb. And what else can we read out of that verse, the next verse, and what happened next?
Verse number 2. You have made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand have you hid me. Made me a polished shaft. In his quiver have you hid me.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of big camps talk about that. That's talking about the Israelites. Well, no. See, right, if that's the case, they wouldn't have got themselves caught up with a name called Indians, called savages today. And they never set their own priesthood after the 12th chapter of 1 Kings. So it can't be talking about Israel. Israel mouth ain't like no sharp sword. Israel mouth is hollering about Ahiah and Yahweh, showing old movies about them how to Ahiah, 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 Ahiah. How you saying Ahiah? A-H-A-Y-A-H. Your mouth ain't like no sharp sword talking like that, because you're not going to do that. And you won't be hollering no Yahweh. Because I know we heard that again about Yahweh, but when your mouth is right, you won't be saying no Yahweh. You will be not saying no Ohio or Yahweh. Let's see whose mouth was made like a sharp sword and all that good stuff that we can read. Let's go to Revelation 14:14, see what we're talking about. 14:14. Let's see if we write, he made my mouth as a sharp sword and all that good stuff. You see, we precept the Bible and see if they're talking about the ones that's called themselves Israel or Israelites or Hebrew Israelites. Let's see who this Ohio is that you call it. Let's see what it says in 14, verse 14 of Revelation.
Book of Revelation, chapter 14, verse 14, read. Revelation 14:14. And behold, a white cloud. And upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle.
So this guy over here was able to sit on the cloud and got a sharp sickle in his hand. And now who we know that can sit on the cloud, and if he want to have a sharp stick in his hand, that we can read by precepting your Bible. Let's go to Numbers chapter 11. That's all you got to do, precept your Bible. You'll find out who's who and who not who by precepting your Bible. Let's find out who is this we can read that got a sharp sickle, but the key to it, he was sitting on a cloud. Now, who can we read that can fulfill that? Sit on the cloud. Let's go to Numbers chapter 12. And let's see, can we read in verse 5, who can fit that we can read? Numbers chapter 12, verse number 5.
The book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse number 5 reads, Book of Numbers 12, verse number 5. And Yahweh came down in a pillar of the cloud.
Well, Yahweh came down in a pillar of a cloud. Let's go to the 6th chapter of Isaiah. And let's see, can we get us second with. So Yahweh came down a pillar of a cloud. Let's find out who came with it. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 6. And we pick it up at verse 2. Let's just read enough till we get our point across. Let's go look at 6 verse 1. Isaiah 6:1. What is going on with these eyewitnesses in 6 verse 1? Let's read a little bit. Let's read 1, 2, and 3. What is it in Isaiah 6:1, 2, 3?
Book of Isaiah chapter 6, verse number 1, 2, and verse number 3 reads. Book of Isaiah 6, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also Yahweh sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Verse number 2. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had 6 wings. With twine he covered his face. With twine he covered his feet. With twine he did fly. Verse 3. One cried unto another and said, Righteous, righteous, righteous is Yahweh of hosts. The whole earth full of his greatness.
So he got the ability to take that cloud and turn to a throne. He can take that he can be that light, but he also can be that heavy too. He can be heavy enough to hit you right in your mouth. But he can be just that light. He took that same cloud and turned into a throne. See? Now let's go to Revelation chapter 19, verse 12 through 15. Remember the sharp sickle man. So when you jump down in that verse, be very careful who might hear you, because the one he made his mouth like a sharp sickle was the father making somebody else by name this sharp sickle. We're going to end time prophecy and find out what we're talking about in 19 chapter 12 down to verse 15. See, you got to precept your Bible seed right here. Lose the buck of God contest and just start running the verses. He'll give it to you if you're on the right page. Let's see what's going on in Revelation 19, 12 down to verse 15.
Book of Revelation chapter 19, verse number 12 through 15 reads. Book of Revelation chapter 19, verse number 12. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Verse 13, he was clothed with a vest dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of Yahweh. Verse 14, the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Verse 15, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he might smite the nation.
So that's how you precept that 49 verse 1. See, the Bible tells the third seed right. That's why you got to watch it. And remember one thing. If those that's in your company, if they got any type of on the right track, that's how they'll go at it. They go at it the way the book tells you. Go ahead and see right. Let's go to Isaiah 51, verse 1 and 5. We're going to Isaiah. Now we're going to talk about that. So you got that. So when you read the 49th chapter, don't be bumming around. How about this? From Northern Kingdom of Israel. Because Northern Kingdom of Israel hollering Ohio and Yahweh. Because you're watching old movies about them hollering Ohio. A-H-A-Y-A-H and Y-A-H-W-E-H. No, see right. That ain't the right spirit of the Bible. No. That's why we had to be said when you take your own smartphone and find out that the one that's up and away only carries 4 letters to his name. Anytime you outside of four letters, you outside the spirit of the Bible. You're working on something else. We're going to Isaiah 51, verse 1 and verse 5. Listen good.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 51, verse number 1, verse number 5 reads. Book of Isaiah 51, verse number 1. Hearken to me, you that follow after righteousness, the Torah instruction. You that seek Yahweh, look unto the rock whence you are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence you are deep. Verse number 5. My righteousness is near. My salvation is gone forth. Mine arm shall judge the people. Y'all shall wait upon me, and on mine arm shall they thrust.
Read verse 1 again. 51 verse 1. Listen good. What do you say in 51 verse 1?
The book of Isaiah 51 verse 1. Hearken to me, you that follow after righteousness, the Torah instructions. You that seek Yahweh, look unto the rock which you are hewn, to the hole of the pit, which you are deep.
Mm-hmm. So he's telling you, hearken unto me, ye that follows after righteousness. That's what he says, see, right? He's telling you, listen. He's listening. Why don't you listen to me? Why don't you listen to me that follow after righteousness? That's what he just said. Let's go to Jeremiah 23. He said, why don't you do that? He said, why don't you do that and stop being all over the place? Why don't you do a Jeremiah, and listen to me? In 23rd chapter, look what it said in verse 6.
Look at Jeremiah 23, verse number 6 reads. The book of Jeremiah chapter 23. Verse number 6. In his days, your God Judah shall be saved. Israel shall dwell safe. This is his name whereby he shall be called. Yahweh, our righteousness.
and that's what he said over here. He said, hearken unto me, you that follow after righteousness. He said, what he's saying, that Yahweh is our righteousness. So if you follow after Yahweh, he said, why don't you just listen to what I got to say? He said, that's how you cut through all the chase, by listening to what I got to say. And what he says in Isaiah 51, verse 5 and 6, he said, why don't you just do and just listen to what I got to say? And he talks through the pages of his book. Isaiah 51, verse 5 and verse 6.
Isaiah 51, verse 5, verse 6. Isaiah 51, verse 5. My righteousness is near. My salvation is gone forth. Mine arm shall judge the people. Y'all shall wait upon me. And on mine arm shall they trust. Verse 6. Lift up your eyes to the heaven and look upon the earth beneath. For the heaven shall vanquish away like smoke. The earth shall wax old like a garment. They that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever. And my righteousness shall not be abolished.
Mm-hmm. So what is he saying? 52 verse 6 behind that, Brother Yahdai Israel. 52 verse 6 of Isaiah. What are you trying to tell us?
With Isaiah 52 verse number 6 reads, therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that does speak. Behold, it is I.
He said, people don't know my name. So he said, it don't work unless you know the name. So his name is not no Ahio or Yahweh. He said, you'll know because they will be hollering the name. The name, see, right? They be hollering the name. And he made it plain in Isaiah 42, verse 8 about this name. He said plainly in 42 verse 8 about the name. His name is not Ohio, and it's not Yahweh. It's them four letters. And this is what he said in 42 verse 8. in the book of Isaiah about the four lamps. What did it say?
Book of Isaiah 42, verse number 8 reads, I am Yahweh, that is my name. My honor will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images.
How many letters is his name now, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Four letters. YHWH.
Now go back to your telephone again and put in the same thing one more time, because they made a statement that somebody else bear witness to that, and by putting in God's true name and let this whole national order hear what they say is about God's true name, then they're going to call a name out. They're going to call a name out. And that's the precept when they call a name out and we go and investigate whatever name they call out to what people after we hear it read from that telephone, God's true name. What does it say there? Let the world hear it. Come on. Brother Yahweh Israel, God's true name on that telephone.
So I can just see.
We want to hear his true name on the telephone. And all you got to do is just, but they're going to leave a tidbit for you to check some things out. God's true name. What does it say on that telephone there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
God's true name.
YHWH. Here's a summary from Britannica. Yahweh, named for the God of the Israelites, representing the biblical pronunciation of YHWH, for a name revealed to Moses in the book of Exodus. The name YHWH is known as the Tetragrammaton.
Is it a name that was revealed to Moses? Now we go and see what was the name delivered to Moses. We go and see. What name was delivered to Moses by going to Exodus chapter 3? And we'll look at verse 12. Let's see what name was, because Moses is going to ask the question. He's going to ask the question in verse 13. We go and see Moses. He said the name that was delivered to Moses to take to the Israelites, right? We heard that part. And she said, YHWH. But that's her mouth saying that. We're going to find out in the Bible. Can that stand up? In the 4, verse 13. Let's see what it says in 4:13.
Book of Exodus, chapter 4, verse 13.
Make it 3:13. Yeah, 3:13. We want to see 3:13.
The book of Exodus, chapter 3. Verse 13 reads, and Moses said unto Yahweh, Behold, when I come unto the family of Israel, and shall say unto them, The power of your fathers hath sent me unto you. They shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them?
You see it? You see what they say? They're going to ask him a question. What is his name, and what should I say unto them? Man, you can't get no better than that. What is your name? And what should I say to them? See, I don't want to be obedient on these names. So you tell me what I'm supposed to say. Verse 6.
Verse number 6. Exodus 3. Verse number 6. Moses said, I am Yahweh of your father, Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, Yahweh of Israel. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon Yahweh.
Verse 15.
Verse number 15. Yahweh said, Moreover unto Moses, shalt thou say unto the family of Israel, Yahweh, Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, Yahweh of Israel, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever. This is my memorial to all generations.
And then I'm going to tell you what I want you to do, Moses, in verse 16. Now, you know, now, you going to the children of Israel? No, it don't work like that. You going where I tell you to go in verse 16. See, Yahweh is a dictator. He's not going to the children of Israel. This is what he's going to in verse 16. What are you going to do?
Verse number 16. Go and gather the elders of Israel together. And say unto them, Yahweh of your fathers, Yahweh of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel appeared unto me, saying, I've surely visited you, seeing that which is done to you in Egypt.
You see that, see, Ranger? So that is a tell. So that's how he operates. So Moses received the name of the four letters. And Moses' job was to go find the elders and give them that information. And the elders was the one to take it to the peoples. That's the protocol then, and that's the protocol now. You see how it worked? You got it. Now let's run and do a little more precept, and then on that 51, back to that righteous again, find out what he mean by, in that 51 verse 1, we find out about that righteous again, so we know the righteous is Yahweh. So what he says in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 24 and 25, see, it's time out now. If you want to get this thing right, here go to 757. What it says in 2nd Ezra 757. You want to get it right. You say, well, I want to get it right. Okay, what do we tell Ezra in 757 about how to get it right? Let's see what he says in 757. Second book of Ezra.
The book of 2nd Ezra 7, verse 57 reads, then as I eat me and said, this is the condition of the battle, which man that is born upon the earth shall fight.
So this is the fight you fight. This is the condition of the battle. So if you don't know the condition of the battle, this is the battle that you got to fight. This is the rules and regulations. 6 verse 6, same book. He said, this is condition of the battle. If you won't do this right here, this is the way you do it. 6 verse 6.
Book of 2nd Ezra 6, verse 6. Then did I consider these things, and they all were made to me alone. To none of them. By me also they shall be ended, and by none other.
So you say, you see the man just said? So the condition of the battle is you got to be clear that the Almighty is the one started this thing and the Almighty going in. Whatever condition you're in right now, Yahweh started it and Yahweh can be the one to end it. It's up to you to line up with what he's saying. And what is he saying? We're going to find out what he's saying. We're going to find out what he says in the book of Psalms 107, verse 20. Let's find out what he's saying. We're going to find out what is he saying. But before you read that, give me Deuteronomy chapter 3. Read Deuteronomy chapter 3. And we'll look at verse number 7, 8. Let me peep at it. I want Deuteronomy chapter 3, because remember the thing about the condition of the battle. We got to be clear about this thing, and everybody got to be on one accord that's going to do this right here. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, we're going to see, what I say? The 8th chapter. Okay, 8th chapter. All right, the 8th chapter, let's look right down what it says here in verse number. Look at verse number 3. 8 verse 3. What does it say in Deuteronomy 8 verse 3?
The book of Deuteronomy, verse number 3 reads. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 3. And he humbled thee, suffered thee to hunger, fed you with manna that you knew not. Neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread only, by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh, the man and woman live.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you live by everything he's saying. And what is he saying in verse 7:15 of same book of Deuteronomy? Now, what is he saying? What is he saying if you live by every word he say? What is he saying that we can read in 7:15?
Look at Deuteronomy 7, verse 15. Yahweh will take away from thee all sickness, and will not put up, and will not put up the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest upon you, who will lay them upon all them that hate you.
He said he'll take away sickness from you, but you have to obey, and you live by every word that come out of his mouth. And he said, if you do so, he'll take away sickness from you. Got a sick problem? You healing? You got a problem? He said he can take it away. But you have to remember what he said in 8:3. Live by his word he say. Now, we'll find out what he say. What did he say? That we can read. Leviticus 23, 1, 2, and 3. We'll find out what he say. He said, you want the sickness taken off you? You got a problem? You're not feeling right? He said, man live by what I say. Now you got to find out what is he saying. Leviticus 23, 1, 2, 3. What is he saying?
The book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse number 1, 2, verse number 3 reads. Leviticus 23, verse number 1. And Yahweh speak unto Moses, say, verse 2. Speak unto the family of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be righteous, assembly, even these are my feasts. Verse 3, 6 days shall work be done, but the 7 day is the Sabbath of rest. A righteous gathering, you shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings.
You hear man saying? 24:1-8. So you hear what he's saying? Man live by everything I say. Now we find what is he saying? Because what you want is that what happened to you, but anytime you're feeling bad, you're not feeling right, you want some sickness to be removed from you. He said, yeah, I do these things. But guess what you got to do for me to make it happen? Let's see what got written over in 24th chapter, verse 1 and 8.
Book of Leviticus 24, verse 1, verse number 8 reads. Book of Leviticus 24, verse 1. Yahweh spake unto Moses, say, verse 8, every Sabbath you shall set in order before Yahweh continually, being taken from the family of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
Mm-hmm. He's a springboard of your life. Where you started, you springboard your life from the Sabbath day. You don't cameo my Saturday, and we got 6 locations open. You don't cameo my Sabbath. You want me to intervene? I look at you through the eyes of the seer, the ministering spirit, and the Son to the Father. That's how the Father sees it. He'll watch the protocol to see if that's in order. Let's go to the 14th chapter of Jeremiah. But look what he says. We're going to 14 verse 1, and then we're going to skip down to verse 7, and we're going to read a little bit to get our point. Listen to what he's saying, and we'll take it down to verse 12. Jeremiah 14, verse 1, 7 down to verse 12. Listen good.
The book of Jeremiah chapter 14. Look at Jeremiah 14, verse 1. Verse number 7 through 12 reads, look at Jeremiah chapter 14. Jeremiah chapter 14, verse number 1. Word of Yahweh became to Jeremiah the seer concerning the dirt. Verse number 7. O Yahweh, though I sin, testify against us, though you do you it for thy name's sake. While backslide the many, we have sinned against you. Verse number 8. O the hope of Israel, the Savior thereof, in time of trouble. Why shouldest thou be as a stranger in the land, and as a wayfaring man, to turn aside to tarry for a night? Verse number 9. Why shouldest thou be as a man astonished, as a mighty man that cannot save? You, O Yahweh, are in the midst of us. We are called by your name. Leave us not. Verse 10. Thus saith Yahweh unto this people. Thus have they loved to wonder. They have not refrained their feet. Therefore Yahweh does not accept them. He will not remember their sin and visit their sin. Verse 11. Then said Yahweh unto me, pray not for this people, for they are good. Verse 12. When they pass, I will not hear their cry. When they offer burnt offerings and oblation, I will not accept them. I will consume them by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence.
You the man saying? You the man saying? See, the man got rules and regulations. You want something to happen, then you got to follow the rules and regulations. It's like any things you got to do. Well, you hire for a 40-hour job. Okay, good. All right. When I'm scheduled? Well, you schedule at 9 a.m. to 5 Monday. Okay, good. Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'll be there Wednesday at 12 p.m. He's like, you said I got the job, right? Yeah. I want you here at 9 a.m. Monday morning. No, I'll be there Wednesday at 12 p.m. Now, you know what happens behind that? That same thing happened to us today, right here. You know why we're in the condition we're in right now? We make decisions on our own. We do not make a Bible decision. We find out how Yahweh say he operate. He said to do what I tell you to do, what I'm going to do. And man live by and woman. It's word I say. Let's draw a little further on that. So now, in Jeremiah, back up to the third chapter. It's figure verse, chapter 3, verse 20 to 25. We're back in the third chapter. So you won't know, I ain't going to tell it. I'll leave it alone. I'm going to tell you something, see, right? The first thing you got to do is make sure you got your mighty one right. Don't cameo this man. What this man got written, make sure you're a doer of what he's saying. Then cry out. 3:20-25 says what? Jeremiah.
The book of Jeremiah chapter 3, verse number 20-25 reads. Book of Jeremiah chapter 3, verse number 20. Surely, as a wife treacherously departed from her husband, so have you dealt treacherously with me, O family of Israel, save Yahweh. Verse 21. A voice was heard upon the high place, weeping, supplication of the family of Israel. For they have perverted their way, and they have forgotten Yahweh their Yahweh. Verse 22. Return you backsliding children, and I will heal your backslide. Yo, we come unto thee, for you are Yahweh our Yahweh. Verse 23. Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hill. From the multitude of mountains. Truly in Yahweh, Yahweh is the salvation of Israel.
24:25.
Verse 24. For shame have devoured the labor of our fathers from our youth. Their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. Verse 25. We lay down in our shame, and our confusion covereth us. For we have sinned against Yahweh, Yahweh. We and our fathers, from our youth, even unto this day, and have not obeyed the voice of Yahweh, our Yahweh.
Verse 22 again. Hear the man say it? He said, you know the problem you have? You haven't obeyed the voice of our Yahweh, thy Yahweh. He's that's the problem, he said. What is it in verse 22?
Jeremiah 3, verse 22. Return your backsliding children, family, and I will heal your backslide. Yo, we come unto thee, But you are Yahweh. Out, Yahweh.
Well, he made it that way. He said, you got to get some urgency about returning. He said, because you haven't obeyed the voice of Yahweh, that Yahweh. He said, that's the problem, he's saying. He said, you just can't cameo me. 13 chapter of that. What do you mean by it? You didn't hear the voice? How you don't hear the voice? You think something's going to slip down while you won Monday evening some way? You sent your call to the table, going to slip down there with you? No, it don't work like that. The closest voice you're going to hear is 13 chapter of Acts, verse 26. This is the closest voice you're going to hear that we can read. We're going to see what's the closest voice you can hear in verse 27. As he was saying in Acts 13, 27, the closest voice you're going to hear is what written in Acts 13, 27.
Book of Acts 13, verse 27. But they that dwell at Yahdah Judah and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the seers, which are read every Sabbath day.
Every Sabbath day. Now, the closest voice you're going to hear to Yahweh's voice is the voice of the seer that's read every Sabbath day. They hear that same voice tranced down to the elders, to the fathers, to the mothers. Huh? Then it gets to the children. That's the way it is, see, right? That's how they go right there. That's all the way you hear the voice. You got to be in order to hear the voice on exactly how you hear the voice, where it starts at, and where it ends at. So if you are, if you're paying the Sabbath day no mind, you're cameoing the Sabbath day, you ain't out on it, the only voice you're going to hear is a voice that can always hem you up, jack you up. Until you, let me be ready earlier in the lesson, I'm just going to watch you. He said, once I see your powers gone, I wonder if you're going to make a move. Let's run to Asiah picked up on that conversation. He picked up on that in the second Ezra 16. So he was searching the scripture. He heard all that good writing. In second Ezra 16, verse 74 through 76. Now he picked up on that. Asiah picked up on all of the information. So he was laying them books, peeping at them books. And because the children of Israel wanted the answer so bad, they want to know why we're in captivity. Why is Nineveh and the Medo-Persians putting a big boot all sides of their head? Do we have a Yahweh? Huh? That what it was taking in their mind. And Hosea was searching the books, trying to find all answers for them. See what happened in 2 Ezra 16, 74 through 76. What happened, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of 2 Ezra 16. Verse number 74 through 76, read. Book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 16, verse number 74. 2nd Ezra 16, verse 74. Hear, O you my beloved, save Yahweh. Yo, the day of trouble are at hand, and I will deliver you from the same. Verse 75. Be not afraid, neither doubt, for Yahweh is your God. Verse 76. And the God of them who keep my Torah instruction and precept, save Yahweh. Let not your sin weigh you down, and let not your sin lift up themselves.
He said, my beloved, he said, I'm a God to you, but one thing about it, you got to keep my precept in the first five books. He said, my God is the one that understand one thing. The alarm goes off, keeping my Torah instructions, then I'm with you. He said, now I'm with you. I got to pull a rabbit out of that. He said, yes, that sounds pretty good. Now you got to pull a rabbit out of that. I'm with you. Let's run to the book of Haggai. See? So he said, yeah, I'm with you. So now we got to go to the book of Haggai and find out what he's talking about. He said, I'm with you. So Yahweh, he got it written. If you want your Yahweh with you, you got to understand what he's saying. He said something, and we're going to read what he said in the book of Haggai. He said, now I'm with you. Okay, now that's what you want to hear in a time of need. You want to hear when Yahweh say, I'm with you. Let's pick up at verse 1 and start reading how you have Yahweh with you. Pick up at 1:1 down to verse 11. Let's find out, okay, Yahweh say, I'm with you. He said, I'm with you. So that means what he got written, he with you. And we're looking at verse number 1, and we'll take on down because we want to find out about him being with you. Let's see what he says in our 1:1. Let's get down to what he's talking about in Haggai 1:1, and we keep reading till we get that statement, I'm with you, come out.
The book of Haggai chapter 1, verse number 1. In the second year of Jairus, the king, in the sixth month and the first day of the month, came the word of Yahweh by Haggai, the seer, unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Yahdah Judah, unto Oshiel, the son of Yoshadak, the high priest, saying, verse 2, the speak of Yahweh wrote saying, this people say, the time is not come, the time to build Yahweh's school should be built. Verse number 3, and came the word of Yahweh by Haggai the seer saying, it is time for you, O you, to dwell in your sealed house, and this temple live with. Verse number 5, now therefore thus saith Yahweh of hosts, consider your ways. Verse 6, you have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with hope. Verse 7, the same Yahweh of hosts, consider your ways. Verse 8, go up to the mountains and bring wood. Build a school, and I will take pleasure in it. Now be honest, saith Yahweh. Verse number 9, you look for much. Lord, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why? Saith Yahweh of hosts. Because of my school that is waiting. And you run every man unto his own house. Verse 10, therefore the heavens over you is stayed from dew. The earth is stayed from her fruit. Verse 11, that call for a drought upon the land and upon the mountain, upon the corn and upon the new wine, upon the oil, upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men and upon cattle, upon all the labor of your hand. Verse 12, then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Yoshia, Oshia, the son of Yoshadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people obeyed the voice of Yahweh, their Yahweh, and the word of Haggai the seer, as Yahweh, their Yahweh, had sent him. And the people did fear before Yahweh. Verse 13, then spake Haggai Yahweh's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, save Yahweh.
13, no, but I need a little bit more. I need a little bit more out of that, Brother Yahweh. Is that what did he say? Remember, we said we were going somewhere to get some out of it. Give me some of that 14. I'm missing something.
Verse number 14. And Yahweh stirred up the fear of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Yahdah Judah, and the spirit of Oshia, the son of Yoshadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did the work in the temple of Yahweh, of hosts, their Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. I know I heard it. What did Yahweh say? He just tell Yahweh, I'm verse 13. That's it. Verse 13. This is what he's saying, 13 again. Excellent, Brother Yahweh Israel. I guess I got the writing so fast, you know, and I didn't get my 13 out like I should have got it out. What's saying, verse 13?
Verse number 13. This big hand, Yahweh's messenger in the Yahweh's message unto the people said, I am with you, save Yahweh.
How many letters is that?
4 letters. YHWH.
Uh-huh. So if that's what you're working with, that's where he went. He said, I'm with the ones that's using the four letters. And who said that again in verse 13?
Verse number 13. Then spake Haggai Yahweh's messenger, and Yahweh's message unto the people.
Ain't that something? You see that? So you see how it works, Leroy. So that's how it works. Now, so he said, now you got all that down pat? And then what did he say? I'm with you. Then he'll tell you what in 1 John 3:22. Now, so you want Yahweh with you, right? Right? Okay. 1 John 3:22 says what?
Book of 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, verse number 22 reads, Book of 1 John. Book of 1 John chapter 3. Verse 22. And whatsoever you ask, we receive of him, because we keep his Torah instructions. Do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
Mm-hmm. And what will he do whatsoever you ask? If you got him right now, what will he do? Let's see, do he play around on what he do? If you got him right, let's see how he operate that we can read, that what Yahweh do that we can read in the 23rd chapter of Exodus. Let's see how Yahweh operates in 23:25. 23:25 of the book of Exodus. How do he operate that we can read? Exodus 23, verse 25.
Book of Exodus 23, verse 25 reads. Book of Exodus, chapter 23, verse number 25. You shall serve Yahweh your Yahweh. He shall bless your bread, your water, that will take sickness away from the midst of you.
What word in there that really sticks out there, Brother Yahdai Israel, that he said, but that he'll do? If you got him right, what word did he say? Let's see his word that's in there we need to know what he said he'll do. Let's see what he begged for anything that's wrong with you, anything. What word in there what Yahweh do? If you got him right, what word we can read he say he'll do? And 23:25.
The book of Exodus 23:25. You shall serve Yahweh your Yahweh, and he shall bless your bread, your water, and will take sickness away from the midst of you.
He will take thee right. Thumbing all around. This guy's a snatch and grab man. He'll take sickness away from you. Get up and get up out of here. That's how he rolls. When you got him right, that's how he operates. He'll take sickness away from you. But you got to make sure one thing, you got him right. Let's go back to, let's go back and grab that book you got there, Brother Yahdai Israel, the fourth book. And let's see another sickness you got. Let's go back to the sixth chapter for a minute. I'm going to go back to the sixth chapter. Six, the Negro question part six for a minute. Then we're going to get in that fourth book real quick. Let's go back to the sixth, the Negro question six. I want to bring out there, Brother Yahdai Israel, that something that they know, and I want to bring that out again, is something that they know that we can read on page 15. It's something that on page 15, I think, it's something that we can read. Let's pick it up around about in the middle. Let's pick it around in the middle somewhere. Verse 15. It's something that they know, and I want to just make sure we're clear that they know this. What verse would you want to find out that, because we know you put some yellow on it, it's something that they know, What they know there, Brother Yahdai Israel, that the big dignitaries know? Come on.
The book of the Negro Question, part 6.
Mm-hmm. It was a statement we read in the last lesson that they said, the big dignitaries say, we know. We know. They made a final statement, and I wonder how many of those six anointed counts made a highlighter of what they say they know. They said something they know that, Brother Yahdai Israel, whatever that was. They made a final statement. See, you started waiting on them to come on the Peggy Flynn news at 10 o'clock to tell us what they know. They may have said about they know. They know something there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Can you hear me out there? Because I know when that statement was read, you know, I don't have no book with me right now, period. I'm just looking at my notes, but I made an error on a statement that saying they know. And that was a big talk. That means they do know. So they deliberately keep you in a state of mind that you're in right now because something that they know. What they know, Brother Yahdai Israel, can we read anything that they say they know?
Yeah, I remember the statement, but I haven't laid my eyes on it yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Since, let's go to your fourth book. Let's go to the fourth book, Dan. The Negro Question, Part 4. And we're going to look at the introduction now. We're going to read a little bit of that. Get a little bit of that in. We're going to the introduction page on the fourth book. We're going to look at the fourth book that Brother Yahdai Israel. And let's see what it says in the fourth book of the Negro Question Part 4, the introduction page. What can we read that come out? Can we won't say nothing that we all can read together? What does it say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
I'm looking at the Negro Question Part 4, The Missing Link by Lee Cummings. The introduction page.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads, this book has been designed to shed light on the missing link between the two sciences, history and genetics. We have been trained to trust without question when we are taught in the academia of these United States. Now a new science has emerged that has produced results that are in direct conflict with the history that is being taught in the classroom. That science is genetic. But what is this issue, this pebble in the shoe that is pitting genetics against history? The world history that is being taught in the classroom omits the existence of the Black Scots, Black Irish, Black Brits, Black Italians, Black French, or Black Europeans that were sold directly into the American slave plantation. The issue that is being taught in the classroom is in direct conflict with the eyewitnesses, the artifacts, DNA, and surnames of the blacks in America. This great omission has caused the public to view both institutions in a fraudulent and suspect manner. What is the solution to this problem? What is the missing link? The Negro Question Part 4, The Missing Link, as the answer to make both sciences come together in a perfect harmonious marriage. The other two sciences possess the link to bring cohesiveness to their respective fields. The secret lies in the past, in the writings of Professor Boyd Dawkins, in the edit of Oliver Cromwell, an ancient artifact, in the essays of Benjamin Franklin. The scholars, scientists, and historians are confused. Their institution has failed them. Their mighty failed them. They have been deceived by the Renaissance, and blindness has taken hold on them all. The shining of light hurts their eyes. They find shelter in the darkness. If you have read any of my books, you already know what this is. This is the next episode. Don't blink.
Yeah, boy, young guy, yeah, man. You know, I like stuff like that. Let's go to let's go to page 4 and page 5. Let's get a couple more in there, brother. Young guy, yeah, man. So you see this lesson in 17, where we went on it. We went straight ahead on it, but now we get back to let's go to 103. Peter as the Negro Question Part 4 on 103. What does it say on 103?
I'm looking at the Negro Question Part 4, page number 103. And it reads, did Yahweh the Son teach on this? Yahweh the Son of the Bible mentioned this in the 24th chapter of Matthew. The apostles asked Yahweh the Son what would be the signs concerning the end of the world. Yahweh the Son gave the basic signs, wars, rumors of wars. But then he makes a statement in verse 22 when he said that except those days were short, no flesh should be saved. In 29 AD, they didn't possess the technology to destroy all life on this planet. Therefore, he must have been talking about this foolish atomic generation. I don't know you, so therefore I don't know where you are in the Bible study. So I'm trying to keep this as simple as I can. There are additional scriptures in the prophets that also testify to what I am saying, but I don't want to confuse you. And Yahweh the Son gives some more information about World War III. And for some reason, it's never mentioned by these people who teach the covenant, the gospel. In Matthew 25:15, Yahweh the Son tells the apostles that when they see the abomination that make devil stand up in the righteous place, as spoken by Daniel the seer, who read it, let him understand. Yahweh the Son was so serious about this part of the vision that he said, whoever reads this verse needs to understand this. Let me make this plain for you, whoever you are. The abomination that maketh desolate is the anti-Yahweh. And before he can stand in the holy place, he must first build the third temple in Jerusalem. So in essence, Yahweh the Son is warning you. And when you see the third temple being built in Jerusalem, beware, for the time is at hand. See the next page for the status of this third temple in Jerusalem. Mm-hmm.
Well, hold that point. Let's go to 107 because time will get away from us. Go to 107, and then we're going to come back to 101. I mean, page 1, and we'll cut it. But see, what it is, it's just so much information. And he asked the question in 94:16. Or some, we're not reading it. Who's going to stand up and deal with this understanding? Where are they going to stand up at? Where? Are they going to continue to stay behind the curtain? Keep it. What does it say on 107?
I read from the Negro Question Part 4, page 107. And it reads, Albert Churchwood, 1912. Lecture at Royal Society, London. The blacks have become extinct all over Europe. Benjamin Franklin, titled America as a Land of Opportunity. Author, Benjamin Franklin. Year, 1751. Subject, why increase the sons of Africa in America? Why should the Palestinian Moors, Germans be suffered to swarm into our settlement? They will never adopt our customs any more than they adopt our complexion, white skin. All of Africa, Asia, America, except for us, are black. Russia, Italy, Spain, France, and Germany are black. Cromwell,
You go, go ahead, give it a little bit more. So you see the man saying, see, in 1988, you have a man take a butcher act and go down to the, and say that the black folks is African Americans. And that's what you teach your children and everything else. But Benjamin Franklin says, is anybody teach that the blacks is African American? What about the blacks over there in Europe? He says that the whole place is black folks in Europe. He said the first European, the first Irish, the first Italian, the et cetera, they're all black folks. You know, I'm going to be listed as the founding fathers, but he's talking to these big dignitaries and man, you mean we're going to be able to pull this off? How are we going to pull this off? And from 1751, the majority of the leaders, the majority of those that rule, the majority of the peoples in Europe and America is black peoples. That's one thing. How are we going to pull this off? This is the question he asked in 1751. Everybody is black. He said Germans is black folks. Italians is black folks. All Europe is black folks. The Indians in America is black folks. He said, how in the world are we going to pull this off? And we're going to slide in here and tell them we are the founding fathers with all this information. We got to do a 58 verse 3. We got to come out the gate. Psalm 58 verse 3. We got to have, listen, Benjamin Franklin said, listen, the only way we can pull this off, we got to be a 58 verse 3. I mean a big time. Psalm 58 verse 3, what does it say?
The book of Psalm 58 verse number 3 reads, Psalm 58 verse 3. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born. Speak in loud.
You remember? He says, listen, the only way we're going to pull this off, boy, we got to do some big timeline now, boy. Because it is 1751. And everybody over here in Europe is Negroes, black Negroes, woolly hair, long hair and everything. They're running everything. They put the 13 colonies together. Now I'm leaving Europe to come over in America, and they got everything tight. You mean we're going to be able to convince that Negro over here and there that we want to do this? Boy, this got to be some great lying going on. I believe anybody can put, we got to have Satan's devil work with us now. Ain't no way in the world we can pull this off. In 1751, he sees the Germans, the Russians, the Swedes, Italians, everybody was black. 1751. Now, you so confused, you can't even figure out what's up and what's down. And now you call yourself African American, and he said he ain't missing nothing about no too much about an African American, because everything in Europe was black folks. First Europeans was black folks. DNA is telling you they black folks. The scientist reports everywhere, black folks. But now look at it now. We African Americans and we 16, 19 coming over here on the slave ship. Shame on you teachers. Read a little bit more of that, brother. Y'all got it. We get a little bit more of that, just a little bit more.
Read from the page number 107. Cromwell edit, 1641. Those who fail to transplant themselves to Connaught or Clare within 6 months shall be guilty of high treason. Will then be sent into America or some other part beyond the sea. The Royal African Company, James Canova, sent 240 ships to the West Indies and sent 60,000 Africans and Irish into the Americas and West Indies. Make no mistake about it. These people are out here in this colony with us. America is a large colony spread out over 50 states. We have all been mingled together. That's the end of 107.
That's good enough. That's good. We can go up. Now back up to 1 again. Now back up to the 6th chapter. I mean the 6th book. Back to the 6th, the Negro Question Politics. Now, let me wrap it up right here, Brother Yagdaya. Come on back to the Negro Question introduction page on per. So look what he's saying. They had to do it. I mean, they had to really have help them save the devil to pull us off when you're so confused. That's why at the beginning of this tape, we played some profound statements, and all you got to do, put in your phone what you heard in the beginning of the tape. But with you come in at the middle of the tape, you're going to miss everything unless you do what the hell tells you, go back and hear it over. We laid out some things in the beginning of the tape. Simple words, you talk to your phone, and then you get a picture, and you got the precept of something. It's time out, see, right? It's time out. The time is here. The time is now. To make a decision according to the Bible. Back to the 6th chapter again, the Negro Question, part 6. And we're going to pick it up right past We Are Read. And you 6 anointed cap, make sure you put an error on your book where it says, no, pick it up where it says right past that polluted word called 40,000. Pick it up where it says years. Pick it up right there and put an arrow there in your book, 6 anointed camps. Put an arrow in your book. Now I'll tell you what. Just back up to John Mackey. Just come on back to John Mackey. Because, see, we love to hear the big dignitaries talk. Because you got a problem believing the 6 anointed count. Let's go back. Let's pick up around John Mackey. Now all you gotta do is research John Mackey, and you find this a big dignitary. This is a big Esau dignitary. And what did he say? John Mackey. What did John Mackey say there, Brother Yahweh Israel? Take it down to the end.
Read from the Negro Question, part 6. Introduction. John Mackey, as he described the black princes, dukes, barons of the Scottish nation, have inserted DNA evidence from 4 different sources, which validate the colonization of North America by black people. All of a sudden, we are reading articles that say, years ago, dark-skinned people came into Europe and populated Scotland, Britain, Ireland, Spain, and America. We're reading statements from their scientific team. The ancient Europeans retained their darkness longer than expected. You're reading a statement like, they were here, but they vanished. Can you say damage control? The result from genetic research, the writings of the ancient historians, the Negro Question book series, and the archaeological records are forcing the Europeans to admit that the true founders of Europe and America were black. This will be astonishing to the so-called Negro and his scholars, but it will be old news to white elite. They already know this.
Yeah. You say? But I know it's astonishing to our scholars and it's astonishing to us. We are astonished. But look what they say. See what here. We already know. But why should we tell you that that we came over here and we came over here as the white folks in about 400 AD and then we came with that sword and started pushing you far as we can get you. Then we blend in with you, the one that can. We ease up to you and join all in with you and cut your throat. Why should we tell you? We do the same thing we do today. Same thing we did yesterday, we do it right now. We ease up to you. Tell you you all right, then we cut your throat. We ain't changed nothing. But you keep falling for the same thing we have always did. And that's why Yahweh said in the closing statement, Judges 2, 1 and 2. See, he said it right off the top. In the early part of the 400 A.D., that's when the descendants of Esau came over here in Europe with the sword. And the one they couldn't get to, they put the lies on them by saying, yes, a boss, we do everything you tell us, boss. See, you thought you was the first one to say yes, a boss. No. They was the first one to say yes, a boss, to you. But then you mess around and took a nap. He said, now I got him away taking a nap. I'm calling him yes, a boss. Now I got him, well, he trusted me real good now. That he gonna forget all about Judges 1 and 2 in the closing statement. He gonna forget all about Judges 1, 2, 1 and 2, and he gonna close his black eye. What it say in the closing statement, Judges 1 and 2, 2, 1 and 2, that brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Judges chapter 2, verse 1 and 2 reads, Judges 2, verse 1. The minister spirit of Yahweh came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt, and I brought you unto the land which I swear unto your father. I said, I would never break my covenant with you. Verse 2, you shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altars. But you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this?
You see that? So you see that? So that's why they came here today. You don't need this kind of information, period. Just listen to the tenor of the conversation. The first ones that said yes or boss were the same one now that you said yes or boss, but you mean it. The same ones got the history we're going to read and lessons to come. I mean, the series is about unlocking the mystery of the Bible. Their history started in the 400 A.D., when they came and pushed you to the highlands, and then once they couldn't get to you, like if you put a name in like Thomas Cromwell, and what he did, he eased up on you, got into your grits. That's what he did. Thomas Cromwell. Put up his name and look what he did. And he's up to you. Became a big dignitary because you did not follow what was said in the Bible. And I know that Cromwell done the same thing. But we talk about that again. Remember, it's going to be a long series. We'll get back on all this again. But see, Ray, you remember what Yahweh said in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3? Man live by every word he say. So you know why you're in the condition you're in now, right? Because you opposite. And you know why you're sick? You know why you got all the problems? Because you opposite of the Bible. But you want some birth. It don't work like that. Well, y'all die Israel and leave it like that. And get your closing statement, and we'll catch you on a special edition called Thursday evening. And we'll get back on this stuff. All this information out there. I want to say one more thing on this subject matter. When the founding fathers are saved, the one that you know about, you teach your kids, how in the world are we going to pull this off? It is 1751. How can we pull this off? Everybody's black. Everybody in control is black. The 13 colonies themselves that's over here, I watch the ones over there, send people over here. We got to really have us some saving the devil. I mean, he got to get to working with us. It was speed to pull this off. 751. They met in the round table. All the big dignitaries. How can we convince these people that they African-American Negroes, they ain't done nothing but came over in 1619 and they came over here on a boat? How are we going to do it? We need all the help from Satan and the devil we can get. They'll pull it off on you in grand style today. You just read it. I'll be now. But we have God in Israel. Your closing statement, take your time. You on the clock. Come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. The way it's rolling out, dear Israel, I see it royal. Reward team to the four corners of the globe. Praises, righteous, and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, qua. Hallelujah, qua. Get your special vision call Thursday. It reminds me of statement in the 37th chapter of Ezekiel. He asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? Children of Israel, can they live, Ezekiel? He says, only you know. We're going to bring our elder back in for a closing statement. They will bring the mother in, and the mother's going to talk to you. The mother's going to talk to you. Because you want the mother to all of a sudden just jump and do all that praying and hollering and running around, but you won't do no Bible. When are you going to do some Bible? You got to do Bible to get results. The man tell you in this tape 17, those that did not catch the tape, 195 international countries, 102,827 flashing in the room. Listen to the tape in the beginning. Because you always going to be had. If you miss a lesson, you'll miss a lot. Because we don't know what's going to be said. What nobody going to bring out. It's up to you to help yourself to help the ones that come behind. But you can't help them by being a cameo, and you won't even believe the DNA evidence. The scientists sent that DNA everywhere. You sure this would happen? Four big dignitary scientists location said, these Negroes is everywhere. These black Negroes is in Europe. They were there before we got there. They was in America before we got there. If you're going to pull out from 1751, you're going to convince them that they African-American and Negro? Well, I wish I was alive to hear you do that. But they don't pull it off. They don't pull it off so good now when I look at this 90% of these people from America, from Europe, from the Eastern world, ain't got a clue what they supposed to be doing, and they still trying to catch that one out faith to figure out what they do next. Shame on you, leaders. Over to our elder to give you final thoughts on take 17. And remember one thing, the elder be on Pair Talk. If you got any questions or comments or change anything that I have said that we all read together, step to the microphone and bump your gun for him. I'm not going to respond. I just sit there and take notes on it. Elmer's Tips, you're on the clock for your clothes. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast once again. I was just sitting there listening to all this stuff, getting me a belly full of Yahweh, and I hope most of us listening was doing the same thing. Because you find out, as I've said a few days ago, time does a marvelous thing to the memory of people. In order to find out where you're at now, you have to find out where you came from. But you have to do that by listening and taking a little bit of word of advice. Look what happened in the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 32. 32 says, in the place of the scripture he read was this. He was led like a sheep to slaughter, like a lamb dumb before his shears. So he opened not his mouth. So this is what we're trying to tell you. Sometimes when you think you know where you're going, you don't know where you are until someone that knows show you. And when you find out, then you know that that gateway that I told you is very narrow for right or wrong. In 2 Esther that I gave before, chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. 7 says, the entrance therefore is narrow and set in a dangerous place to fall, like if there was fire on the right hand and on the left hand deep water. 8, and only one pass between them both, even between the fire and the water, so small that there could not but one man or woman go there at once. So that way for righteousness is the same way. You veer left, you have a problem. You veer right, you have a problem. But going straight, you will find success. Now let's precept that verse to another book in the Bible. Let's precept that verse to Matthew's chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Let's see what it says there. 13, enter ye in the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth into destruction. And many there be which shall go in thereat. 14, because the gate is straight and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Well, that's what I said. You know, you give too much leeway to righteousness. There's too much deviation to lead right or left, like that person asking for firing coordinates in the military. Give you the exact way to fire. You 1 degree off, and now you got friendly fire coming on top of your head. Now you know the difference between a teacher and a student. As I said, a teacher can't learn from a student, but if that was the case, wow, where would the learning concept be? We all came to hear things that most of us can hear, and some listening, they never understand. But the Aqua Ministry makes all this misunderstanding quite possible. We see things in the Bible through proper teaching, and some looking never find. It's the misinformed that can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. You notice I said righteous. These are the people that want to go in the right direction, that narrow path they want to follow. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts, as I mentioned a few verses before. Knowing the precepts, we're given the knowledge to know there are those out there that camouflage their evil or mostly confused teaching, an overly loud bump the gums contest for righteous learning, even using the scriptures as verbal weapons. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of confusion and loud bump the gums to teach you which way to go. We welcome and thank all of you for attending Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word, connecting the Bible books for your education, your health, and foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And now you have to look no further because you found that which you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The time starting is 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. When you click enter, just under the big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Aqua, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Aqua glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name, bring an offering, and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver, and donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated. That you give according to the Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you thus says Yahuwah alive. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. Type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking on, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Click the red live button, and when it appears, and you'll be right onto our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E, Y-H-D-H, at gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is Y-H-D-H-Y-S-R-A-E-L, at gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers you can also call with Yahqua in mind. The first is the live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yahqua's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, enter three words, Yahqua Radio Live. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Just choose the program that you are late logging into, or at that point, you can actually listen to any previous day that you would like to listen. Now doing a normal Broad Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk for your convenience, where Yahqua's story will continue. On Pal Talk, we will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. You'll find this with your Yahqua's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the discussed Bible topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel Riding Shotgun. You'll find we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. For you to follow the righteous act, the elder will block or restrict the misuse. And you'll find if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will conveniently continue on Pal Talk. Yahqua be with you all. But remember, as I've said many times before, it should almost be like second nature. When you're keeping the scriptures in mind and you want to learn the words of Yahqua, don't try to win the bump the gums contest. You'll miss all of Yahqua's glory, which is said unto you. So at this time, so we don't miss anything, let's keep your Bibles open. Let's see what's up next. I'll pass our program over to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahqua.
Hello, Yahqua. Hello, well, what's up next? It's the best part of the broadcast. You know, the best part of the broadcast is what's up next. Because like I said, again, the seer keeping two handkerchiefs wiping his eyes. But you know what? Where old seer relax real good at on what happened next. And what happened next when you bring the mothers in out of camp one, and you got mothers in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I'm bring the mothers out of camp one, and they're going to talk to you, see, right? And whatever Yahqua put on them to tell you, and the old seer go right back and listen at the best part of this three-hour broadcast. It's when the mothers speak to this national audience. I mean, the room is jammed, too. I mean, on the international side, it's flashing, and they kind of beat their way in here to get in here some more, but it's too late. Let's pass some seed, right? We come humble. And that's why we bring the mothers in to talk to you. Is you going to take heed to what the mothers say? You heard the big dignitary say, we got to pull this thing off. I don't know how they're going to pull it off. But they did it. 1751, they couldn't see nobody in power in no part of the world but you. Everywhere they went, in their records. From 1751 on the right side, all the way back, all they seen in every part of the world was you running. It. World happened. You ain't got a clue. And all you scholars talk about is what's going to happen and what happened in 1619. How in the world can you enslave over 1,000 million people. Don't you know you are majority? There's not a place on the planet you weren't already there running things until you broke the covenant and brought all this stuff on you. I'm going to leave it like that. I'm going to find Mother Z. And Mother Z, I'm going to talk to Mother Z for a minute, and she's going to talk to you. That's the best part of the broadcast, Mother. I'm with her. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1 with a loud voice, you say, Mother Z, Mother Z, tribe of Yah God Judah, Yahweh bid you that seed right.
Yahweh bless and keep you, seed of Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother Z. Now, Mother Z, this network is packed, jammed everywhere. Now, what did the Almighty put on you to tell this national audience, whatever Tim said to you to put on them, I'm just going to rev back and drink this river tea. The world is listening. You on the clock. Come out.
Now, here is Israel, I'd just like to say to the national audience that, you know, there's people out there believe because before I start studying the Bible and learning what God said in his word, you know, people believe that, you know, that the devil is taking people's life, but I just want to read Psalm in Job, the first chapter, to let the national orders know that the devil can't do nothing unless Yahweh allow him to. And I'm going to start reading at verse 1 and read some of it, and I'll probably skip some. There was a man in the land you whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared the Yahweh and eschewed evil. Verse 2, and there were both unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. Verse 3, and his substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yachts of sheep I can't pronounce that right now. I'm old. And 500 sea asses and a very great household, so that this man was greater among all the men of the earth. Verse 4, and his sons went and feast in their house every one his days, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. Verse 5, and it was so when the day of the feast was gone about that Job and S them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. But Job said, It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed Yahweh in their mind. Thus did Job continue. Verse 6, Now there was a day when the sons of Yahweh came to present themselves before the Yahweh, and Satan came also among them. Verse 7, and the Yahweh said unto Satan, whether comest thou? Then Satan answered the Yahweh and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. Verse 8, and the Yahweh said unto Satan, has thus considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect, upright man, one that feared the Yahweh and eschewed evil. Then Satan answered the Yahweh and said, does Job fear Yahweh but not? Verse 10, has not thus made a hedge about him and about his household and about all that he has on every side, that has thus has blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Verse 11, but put forth their hands now and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face. Verse 12, and the Yahweh said unto Satan, behold, all that he has is in thy power, only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of Yahweh, and there was a day when his sons and his daughters was eating and drinking wine in the elder brother's house. Verse 14, and there came a message unto Job and said, their ox were tea and the ass and your asses sleep beside them, and the fell upon them and took them away. Yea, thus have saved thy servants with the edge of the sword, and I only escaped alone to tell thee. Don't stop right here, but I'm just saying, the Satan cannot take nobody's life unless them Yahweh allow him to. Satan have to get the power from Yahweh to do what he do, because Satan don't have no power to take a life. And I just want to say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yes, that's right. That's right, that must be. Satan cannot do anything when trouble hits you. That means one thing, the Almighty mad at you. He said, check yourself before you wreck yourself. All right, now we're asking the mother Z. Now we're going to see what Mother E got to say when you beat the mothers out of Camelot. Mother E, tribal Yahweh Judah. Mother E, Yahweh bid you see you right.
Yahweh bless you still, Israel, for see you right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's packed to the mat. 1-1-2-8-2-7, whatever that is, 195 international countries, they want to hear some more. So the best one to hear from is Mother E. So Mother E, what you going to tell this national audience while they all ears you on the clock from now?
I would just like to say to the national audience that you be talking to people and you be trying to tell them different things, and they be telling you, well, you got it your way and I got it my way. But it ain't like that. You know, it's only one Yahweh, and we have to obey that Yahweh and not all these other powers Yahweh. And they'll say, well, you see it your way and I see it my way. Well, you tell them, it ain't but one way. It ain't but one Yahweh. But they still don't listen to you. So I'm going to read Isaiah 43. And it says, Yahweh, the only redeemer. So they're telling us that we only got one redeemer. So I'm going to read verse 1. It says, but now, thus said the Yahweh that created thee, O Israel, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. In verse 2 it says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through this river, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through this fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flames come up on thee. And I go to Isaiah 6:12, and it says, Isaiah 6:12 says, thus has caused men to ride over head. We went through the fire and through the water, but thus brought us out unto a wealthy place. Okay, they're telling us that Yahweh will bring you out, but if you got to read Yahweh, you can't say, this Yahweh brought me out, that Yahweh brought me out. You can't say, well, I did this my own. You didn't do this your own. Because if Yahweh don't do it, he done told us he is our redeemer, and it's only one Yahweh. So we got to believe that Yahweh and listen to what he got to say. And in verse 10, it said, you are my witnesses, said the Yahweh, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no Yahweh form, and neither shall there be after me. Verse 11. I am Yahweh, and beside me there is no Savior. So this telling us that it's only one Yahweh, and he's talking to the nation of Israel. So this is what we got to believe, that it's one Yahweh and one Yahweh that we serve. And we got to believe when he said, don't fall for the false Yahweh, because you got people around, people saying, well, I'm Yahweh. But it's not with one Yahweh. I heard people say, well, I'm Yahweh. But a lot of people don't believe in Yahweh the Son. They say he's just a man like they is. So if we don't believe in him, what do we believe in? Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Excellent. Well, he is right. I mean, he don't tell you in his lesson on 17 what to believe. He tell you to believe, you live by every word he says. You got to find what he's saying. Once you find what he's saying, there it is. And when you make a move, just check in the Bible, see the move you're making, do it line up with his word. Because his word's going to stand. And then we'll bring the third mother in out of camp one. And Mother D.F. Israel's going to get in the microphone, and she's going to tell you what the Almighty put on earth, tell you national audience the bottom line. So when you meet the mothers out of camp one, with a loud voice you say, Mother D.F. Israel. Best part of the broadcast is when the mothers get in the microphone and tell you what, you know, is you going to pay attention? That's up to you, Mother D.F. Israel. Yahweh
bless you, C.R. Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah, Quah.
Hallelujah, Quah, Most of Israel. Well, packed audience, the world listening. What you want to tell this national audience, getting that microphone, and take your time. Got plenty of time. Come on.
But I want to speak on this deceiver that's in the world and who he is. Revelation chapter 12, verses 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his evil angels were cast out with him. I want to read verse 17. And it reads, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which kept the Torah instructions of Yahuwah and have the testimony of Yahuwah the Son. I want to read Revelation 14:1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the mount, Yahdah Judah, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. Okay, Yahweh gave us his Torah instruction that we may live and not be deceived of Satan the devil, and he worked Satan the devil. He has men and women that he worked through, but we are to be under the Torah instructions of Yahuwah. I want to read Second Ezra chapter 7, 20 and 21. For there be many that perish in this life because they despise the Torah of Yahuwah that is set before them. Verse 21. For Yahuwah has given straight commandments, straight instruction to such as came that came what they should do to live even as they came, and that they should observe, that they should observe to avoid punishment. Nevertheless, they were not obedient unto him, but spake against him and imagined vain things. Okay, I want to read 23. And deceived themselves by their wicked deeds, and said of the Most High that he is not, and know not his ways, when he set straight Torah instructions for us to go by. And we allow Satan to come in and deceive us through men, women, trying to teach another way when it's only one way, as the mother was saying. And to be on a blessing, Revelation 22, verses 14 reads, blessed are they that do his Torah instruction, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gate into the city. Verse 15, for without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh alive. Verse 16, I, Yahweh, the Son, have sent my ministering spirits to testify unto you these things in the congregation of Israel. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Moe, we're going to read us one verse and give us another closing statement. What do it say in Haggai 1:13? With all that we have heard, Haggai 1:13, now all that we have heard, what do Yahweh still say to you, to us, in Haggai 1:13? What do Yahweh say? And 1:13. Haggai 1:13. What do you say there, Mother E, in a closing statement? What do you say in 1:13?
The book of Haggai 1:13. See, Haggai, the Yahweh's messenger, and the Yahweh's messenger unto the people, saying, I am with you, said Yahweh.
He said, I'm with you. And all your go down ways, he's saying, I'm still with you. What price you going to pay? It's up to you. But Yahweh said, all your low down ways, I'm still with you. Mother E, until we get on the specialty call Thursday, what's your close statement behind that? I am with you, says Yahweh. Come on.
I'm going to read Psalms 24, it says, the earth is the Yahweh and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has found it upon the sea and established it upon the flood. Verse 3, who shall ascend unto the hill of the Yahweh? Or who shall stand in his righteous place? Verse 4, he that had clean hands and the true mind, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceit. Verse 5, he shall receive the blessing from the Yahweh and righteousness from the Yahweh of his salvation. Verse 6, this is the generation of them that seek him, that seek their faith, O Israel. Verse 7, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of honor shall come in. Who is this King of honor? The Yahweh strong and mighty. The Yahweh mighty in battle. Verse 9. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of honor shall come in. Verse 10. Who is the King of honor? The Yahweh of hosts. He is the King of honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Excellent. That's Mother E. Mother E of Israel, let's go to St. John 14 and look at 13 through 15, a closing statement. What it says in St. John chapter 14, 13 through 15. He said, I'm with you. But guess what? He's with you. But look what he says in St. John 14, 13 down to verse 15. What did he say there, Mother E of Israel, in a closing statement? What did he say?
St. John chapter 14, 13 to 15,
yes,
verse
ma'am.
13.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be honored in the Son. 14. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. 15. If you love me, keep my Torah instruction.
Next verse.
Verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
21 and 24 to close the statement. 21 and 24.
Verse 21. He that has my Torah instructions and keep them, it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself unto them. Verse 24. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the words which you hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me.
Close the thing until tomorrow. That's getting called Thursday evening.